Hello there. This is Dr. Zay with your Daily Nerd Devo. Let's talk about that time in the game, in the beginning, when you chart your course, when you make decisions that can define the whole experience of playing the game through. Let's talk about character creation. Now, I love the character creation stage. I love choosing height and weight and armor colors. I love picking between 40 different sets of eyebrows and tattoo placement, even if I'm gonna be wearing a helmet that covers it all up. And sidebar, I always hide the helmet because I wanna see that hairstyle I took the time to choose. I know some people just wanna skip to the action, especially when the choices you make during character creation are purely cosmetic. And I hear you, but even cosmetic choices affect your experience of the game. Have you ever started a game over because the beard you chose didn't go with the character's voice? I have. I want this character I'm walking around with for 40 or 60 or 80 hours to be right. And then, of course, you've got the species or the class, the skill trees and affiliations. Should my dude be a backstabbing scoundrel or an agent of light? Because if he's a scoundrel, I'm gonna need to go back 3 pages and reconsider my beard options. I was recently playing Biomutant, which has a particular character creation dynamic where the skills you choose to emphasize affect the character's appearance. This created a conflict for me because I wanted high charisma, but I didn't like the giant ears it gave my mouse face. So what do? Do I make the character look how I want it to look, or do I give it the stats I want it to have? Because I can't have both. I'm sure you know what you would do in that situation, and it would probably be an easy choice for you. But look, I really wanted to run around the post-apocalypse as a purplish kangaroo thing. The Bible says in Psalm 139 that God created you. He created your innermost being, the very substance of who you are. That he knit you together in your mother's womb and formed you in the dark, like the very depths of the earth. The psalmist meditates on this and he says, "I will praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How wonderful are all your works. My soul knows it very well." When I look at all the things God created, it's easy for me to say, "Oh, yeah, God makes beautiful things." Sometimes it's harder, though, to turn that same lens on myself as a being formed by God. But the Bible teaches that humanity is made in the very image of God. He makes good things. My soul can't deny it. And he also made me. And he made you too. Praise the Lord today that he took the time to give you those eyebrows. Your stats are just right, and believe that of all his amazing works, he considers you to be among the very best. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Dr. Zay for the Daily Nerd Devo, advising you to spend that extra time on your character's hairstyle, okay? Your patience will be rewarded.